Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on Tuesday morning. The Packers are off today, at least as far as practice goes. The coaches will be drawing up their plans, whiz-bang, to try and take down the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday night. But the big story, obviously, not only with the Packers, but around the NFL, is COVID shutting things down, making teams have to deal with record numbers as far as placing players on the COVID-19 reserve list. 106 players were placed on that list yesterday, league-wide. We heard from Coach yesterday talking about how there will be adjustments to meetings and gatherings and things like that, but it sounds like they will still get a full week of practice in, so that's very good. Obviously, COVID's here for the time being. The NFL's got to deal with it. I know the CDC put out new guidelines as far as how long people have to be in isolation after getting it, going down from 10 to 5 days. Reporting over the evening from Pro Football Talk and a few others indicated that the NFL and the NFLPA will be adjusting their guidelines as well. So hopefully the four gentlemen who went on the COVID-19 reserve list yesterday for the Packers have a shot at returning for the game on Sunday night. But that's it. We've talked about it all season. It is very much a big part of navigating the current NFL landscape. Teams that do the best job of living that hermit life, trying to adhere strictly to the protocols and make sure their players are available down the stretch here in the season and into the playoffs, will obviously have the best shot at a championship. It's just another another thing to try and navigate as an NFL coach, as a player. It's a crazy world we live in, but that's where we're at. Hopefully the Packers continue to do you have to consider a pretty damn good job up to this point so far throughout the season. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope everybody's doing well. Good to see everybody. Dennis, good morning. TKM's at his post. That's good. Brandy's here. Of course, Brandy's here. Do I smell a 50 burger? I don't know, Ancestral Hero. I'd love to see the Packers throw up 50 points on the Vikings. I think that might be tough, but you never know. Jeff, thanks to the super chat. Oh, where'd it go? There it is. Watch Carry the G. 28 and 33 are definitely awesome humans and Packer people. Great tandem. Very much agree, and thanks for checking it out. If you guys haven't seen this week's edition of Carry the G on the Cheesehead TV YouTube page, please check that out. It's always a good time with AJ. Had a good time last night. Dale, good morning. Good day from London. Good day from New York City. Always good to see you, buddy. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Can we just beat the shit out of the Vikings? I am all for this plan, sir. I love it. I'm happy to be a part of it. John, thanks for the super chat. What do we got here? The upcoming Sunday weather should be a huge day for A.J. Dillon. Adam Stenovich deserves a raise for what he has done for this O-line. I agree with both of those points. And yes, it's supposed to be bitterly cold on Sunday night. Going to be one of those games where it hurts to tackle people. And it already hurts to tackle A.J. Can't imagine in the freezing cold. That's not going to be fun for them. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, how many NFL stadiums have you been to? Where would you rank Lambeau? Not being biased, of course. Thanks. I mean, the vibe at Lambeau is special, regardless if you're a Packers fan or not. Obviously, it means more if you are. It's tough for me because I've only really experienced it in the last decade as a member of the media, although I did go to the game the other night, which was great. I've been to a lot. I haven't been to all of them, but I've been to most of them. I mean, throughout my few years there on the beat, you know, got to fly to all the games and experience all the different settings. There's few that touch Lambeau, I'll tell you that. And it's weird because so many modern stadiums are built now away from any actual metropolitan area. They're always in suburbs or outskirts, and it's hard to get a vibe going. One place that still has it is Arrowhead. Kansas City's stadium is still awesome. The vibe around the stadium. The stadium itself is a little old, but it's still cool as hell. Like Jerry World is cool, except it's like out in the middle of nowhere. It's annoying to get to. But I got to admit, the stadium itself is pretty cool. The problem is now is that most modern stadiums are all kind of cookie cutter, you know? Like, they're built as convention centers. They're built as places that can be utilized for things other than football. But because of that, it kind of sucks the life out of a lot of it. You know, I mean, here in New York is a perfect example. When they built MetLife Stadium, they had to make it so that it could house both teams. So their answer to that was, we're going to build this big, great gray slab of a building and then use LED lights to do most of the kind of indicating of which team is we're supporting that week, whether it's all blue or all green. But when the building is just there, it's just a big slab of gray. Obviously, that's a very particular example. But yeah, I don't know, man. There's some good places. There's good spots. But again, the San Francisco 49ers, Levi's Stadium. It's a fine stadium. The vibe's okay. But again, you got to go. It's the middle of fucking nowhere. You got to drive to, you know, like all hell to get there. And I don't know. And plus, that stadium's weird in that, like, if you have an afternoon game, like, there is one side that just gets baked by the sun the entire first half. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking with that one. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to touch Lambeau. Lambeau's great. The whole vibe. Now, some opposing fans would tell you that Lambeau's horrible because of the bowl and the seats with no backs, etc. I love that. That's just me because I'm old school. But others will tell you otherwise. What else we got, folks? What else we got? We got Dustin, thanks to the Super Chat. Week 2 playoffs, who's starting on our O-line? Dude, week 2 playoffs? I don't know. We're like so far away from that. Can we just concentrate on the Vikings? Let's get to the playoffs first before we start talking about the O-line. And this is, just, you see, I know what this is. This is a kind of like trying to like ease or wiggle your way around asking, oh, are guys going to be back from injury? I don't know. I ain't got the medical information. The team isn't going to tell us anything. So if David Bakhtiari and Josh Myers are back and Billy Turner, awesome. They're going to play. If they're not, they won't, and somebody else will. Guys, man, we just had Christmas. You know, Christmas is coming. You're going to get to open your presents. You just got to be patient. Marshall, thanks for the Super Chat. Traveling from out of state, first time for a night game at Lambeau. Around what time does everyone start tailgating? About yesterday, Marshall. No, I'm kidding. It goes all day. I mean, the vibe doesn't really pick up until later in the afternoon. And actually, that's something Corey and I talked about when I was still on the beat a couple years ago. So this is pre-COVID. But we're always surprised that it isn't more lively in the morning for a night game. It used to be. It used to be like shit would pop off at like 8 in the morning. People would be out there setting up, getting their grill going, what have you. But in recent years, yeah, it doesn't start until later in the afternoon. Now, that said, man, things are so different now with COVID. Who knows, like, how much people want to be out and about. I think Packers fans are obviously going to show, and it's going to be a ball, and they're going to have a great time. But yeah, I wouldn't expect things to start up around, like, really pick up vibe-wise around the stadium until, like, mid-afternoon. Probably early afternoon. But, and back in the day, used to be, when I was in high school, we would go up there, like, for, if the Packers, by some miracle, had a primetime game, like, it was get there at 8 in the morning and go all day. That shit was great. Nathan, thanks for the Super Chat. Hope we clinch the one seed so we can have another love game, Euchre season. I know, Nathan, I'm really pulling for that. Not only so we have another love game, because it'd be great to watch Jordan, although it does stink that it'd have to be on the road. I'd love for Aaron Rodgers to get 3 weeks rest for that toe. You saw him limping around there against the Browns on Christmas. It'd just be nice to have him not have to put any stress on the toe, and have him given an extra week for rest and recovery, come into the playoffs all six guns a-blazing. That'd be awesome. Let's give a fine shout-out to our friends over there at DraftKings, shall we? DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Do it, people. Get on it. I know Oz does. Oz Osborne. He's our resident DraftKings winner He knows what's up. Chase, thanks for the super chat. Heading to Green Bay this week for my first game ever versus the Vikings and staying in Appleton. Where's the best place to be at midnight and New Year's Eve? Oh, man. I don't know. In Appleton, that's what the kids say. That's sus. Wait, when's New Year's Eve? Is that Friday? Yeah. Man, I don't know. Cleo's? Although that's going to be a shit show. Go to Ambassador. Cleo's is on College Avenue. If you go around the corner, there's a place called Ambassador. It's very cool cocktail lounge type vibes. Buddy of mine runs it. Tell him I said hi. Although most places now have some kind of like, you know, you got to get tickets to get in and blah, blah, blah. I think Ambassador has some kind of really cool package that you can purchase and you get an open bar and all that nonsense. But check out Ambassador. It's going to be cool. It's going to be awesome. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Bach will play this week. Mark my words, Nagler. Woo, that's a big call there, Chris. That's a big call. I know you're probably trying to like read the tea leaves from Matt's availability yesterday, and not so sure I agree with your police work there, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll know a lot more tomorrow. But you're making your call today on Tuesday before the first practice of the week, so I respect it. I'm not so sure I agree, though. We'll see. What should be our first-round pick in the NFL season? You mean the NFL draft, Callum? Man, if we can't talk about offensive line makeups in playoffs, how the hell am I going to talk about the draft? Come on now. I mean, so much depends on how they go as far as like Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and things like that. Man, it's always the same, though. You want pass rushers. You want guys who can cover the wide receivers. You want big O linemen, tackles, etc. Maybe a skill position player if he's available and he's out of this world. But, you know, the Packers are going to be picking at 32, baby. So it's whatever the best player available is. Come on now. You know this. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Driving up this week's game, where's a good place for me and the wife to go during tailgating? All good places. Tailgating, it depends on what kind of vibe you're looking for. If you're looking for something a little bit more reserved, civilized, I guess is a word I'd use, go over by the Titletown District over there. Everything they got going on from the ice skating rink to the sledding hill. Sometimes they have a band playing, although maybe not this weekend because it's going to be so cold. But there's fun, like, winter activities to do. Check out Hinterland. There's a great kind of arcade, Top Golf or whatever is there. Like, there's stuff to do on that side. But if you and the wife are looking to throw down and you're looking to have a good time and get messed up, you want to go to Lot 1. Now, you'll be outside and it'll be cold, but they always throw down in Lot 1. It's on the other side of the stadium. Just go and say hi to folks. People are really friendly. Now they'll offer you a beer or whatever. It's a lot of fun. Lot one is great. There's also a number of establishments on that side. Stadium View and Doozy's. Those are fun places too. But those are kind of that's the dichotomy. On one side, it's very nice, very civilized, very family friendly. On the other side, it's okay, let's get stupid. So it's entirely up to you which one of those you want to, which vibe you're going for. LT, thanks for the super chat. How do we stop Jefferson? Prayer, mostly. Give him the Davante Adams treatment. You saw what the Ravens did. And I know they got Adam Thielen and he's a problem, but we got something for that. I mean, you just roll coverage with Stokes every single time. And then you put, you know, Douglas or whoever on Thielen. Come on now. Now, I'm not saying we're going to shut him down any way, shape, or form. But definitely, they need a better plan than what they had rolling into Minnesota. There is zero doubt about that. My goodness. Greg, thanks for the super chat. After the game, the Fox Talking Head said that Green Bay was in great shape. They went on to point out that there are no NFC teams right now with a running game to worry about. Do you agree? I don't know. I think Dallas can run the ball pretty well. They're kind of inconsistent with it, but I think they do okay. And I do think Tampa, I know Fournette has been hurt, but I do think Tampa showed that they can run the ball even without him. Now, I think they're banged up a little bit up front, if I saw that right. So that might affected a little bit, but both Tampa and Dallas, I think, can get after it in the run game. So, but this is what I said after the Browns game when people were lamenting the fact that the Browns ran all over the Packers. That is probably the best running team they're going to face all year. It is definitely one of the most physical fronts. And they ran all over the Packers like I expected them to. But you can still win games while that is happening, which the Packers showed. It is a game of matchups. And I think to the point of what the talking heads are talking about there, or trying to point to, is that they're not going to see that again, what Cleveland did. Are there going to be teams that try to run the ball and are pretty good at it? Yeah, of course. But they've held up pretty well all year long. Much better than I think most people give them credit for, the Packers defense. So it's not to dismiss it completely. It's not to say they don't have to worry about it, because of course you do. But is there someone who can run like the Browns? No. And thankfully, that's now passed, and they don't have to worry about that particular running attack. But yeah, I wouldn't be so dismissive of some of the other teams that will try to run the ball. No doubt about it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Don't bench starters. Anyone remember 2011? Oh, 2011, sir. There was so much that went on with that, though. I mean, of course, the number one thing was Joe Philbin's son's death. Don't ever forget that. And don't ever discount how much that played into the fact that they kind of came out as flat as they did in that game. And there were a lot of other things, too. But, you know, sitting the starters had very little to do with that. Hit Cousins hard and often. Very much agreed. GBP Daily, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Happy holidays to you and yours, 12-3. Time to finish strong, and no way better to do it than to put a dagger into the Vikings playoff hopes. Go Pack, go. I love it. I absolutely love it. I am down with this plan. Let's do it. Pee Wee Pierre says Rodgers will be back next year. You know who's rooting for that, along with lots of Packers fans, is Olive Nagler. Because if he is, she gets a dog. That's the way it works. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Would love to clinch the bye week this week so we can get some Bankert action. Packers only team who chant for third string quarterback during games. Probably. Ronan, thanks for the super chat. Lazard caught J Love's first TD and A-Rod's 443. Nice. Not really significant, just something I noticed. That is really kind of a cool little factoid. I like that, Ronan. Well done. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, hope you had a great Christmas. On gut reactions, you mentioned with 17, think players, not plays. What does that mean exactly? Just curious. Eric, it's something, it's an old school football coaches thing. I think it was coined by Bill Walsh. It might have been somebody else. But lots of play callers get caught up in the moment of thinking what plays they should run, concepts, how to attack cover three or cover two, or how should I try, what route combination should I use? And the best thing to do in that situation is to step back. Don't think about your first thought, your first reach for a solution to how am I going to crack this nut that is this defense. Don't think about plays. Think about players. Think about your best players and how to get the ball in their hands. So the idea being, in that game, when they tried that slant to Devontae, in a situation where it was pretty obvious that they probably should, they would want to run the ball, eat clock, get the hell out of there. They threw a slant to Devontae. It's incomplete. I got no problem with that. And then, of course, the third down should have been the dagger that Devontae dropped. I have no problem with that because you're thinking players, not plays. Who's your best player on offense outside of the quarterback? It's Devontae Adams. And that's what they were thinking. Players, not plays. That's an old school football thing. And I'm 100% in agreement, the idea of think players. Now, some might say, okay, I would think A.J. Dillon in that scenario. And I would have no problem with that either. Trying to put the game away, use your hammer. Of course, the other team is probably expecting that, etc. But that's kind of the thinking behind it, is don't think about, oh, I got to run crossers or mesh, or I got to try and get a post, or I'm trying to get, oh, how about a screen? Forget all that. Start with, who are my best players? What's the best way to get them the ball? Focus on the players, not the plays. That's it. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Packers can clinch the one seed this weekend if they win and Cowboys lose, right? Or do they need to win out? Also, thank you for everything you do, Nags. I haven't even looked. I don't care. Like I said, on Monday, just keep winning. Yes, they can clinch this weekend. That's all I know. And that's all I care about. Will they? We'll find out. Padarniel won. Thanks for the super chat. Aaron, do you think the defensive struggles have something to do with playing multiple uncommon opponents? Thank you. I do think that's some of it. However, there were certainly games earlier this year against opponents they haven't played with regularity where they played much better. But yeah, there's something to it. I don't think that's the cause. I don't think that's it. But I certainly think it's a contributing factor, albeit probably a pretty small one. But yeah, there's no doubt. You know, it's a team that you don't play a lot or haven't played a lot, don't have a ton of tape on. You haven't really thought about how to beat them the way with some regularity like you may against other teams that you play either in your division or even with some semblance of regularity like the 49ers. They've played a lot under Matt LaFleur. Yeah, there's something to it. Again, it's not an excuse and it's not the reason, but it's a contributing factor, no doubt. Matt, thanks for the super chat. I feel optimistic that we haven't played our best game as a team yet. Maybe we won't have the complete performance of the season, but imagine saving it for the Super Bowl. I love this idea. I love this idea, Matt. I'm all in on it. Look, I keep saying it, but you know, the road to the Super Bowl is not paved with gold. It's not rose petals. It's hard. It's tough. And it takes a lot of work, a little bit of luck sometimes. And, you know, if you do arrive in December, usually doesn't bode well for how you're going to play in the playoffs. Everyone wants to, like, crown the Cowboys after Sunday night. And it's like, okay, have a good time with that. But to your point, they haven't played nearly their best game yet, a complete game anyway. And, you know, you put them in a win-or-go-home situation. Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, you like their chances. Now, obviously, they were there last year and they couldn't close the deal, but, you know, a lot went into that. A lot will go into this. And say having your best, most complete performance in the Super Bowl would just be, oh, that would be beautiful, Matt. I like that. I like it a lot. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. I made it to Lambeau for the game on Christmas. Lazard caught the record TD right in front of me. It was great. Go Pack Go, Pappies. Go Pack Go, man. That is awesome. What a great memory. I love that. All that glitters is green and gold, no doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.